with COVID-19 since March, we've seen probably some of the most accelerated changes in transportation that any of us have seen in our lifetime, with so many changes in terms of less traffic on the roadways, far fewer riders on transit systems. But at the same time, there's been a greater demand for bicycling. Bikes themselves, they are in short supply. Do you think that this accelerated demand is going to affect the funding and the support for some of these alternative modes of transportation, essential modes of transportation, as we talked about earlier, in all parts of the state and throughout the United States, for that matter?
I think so. At least I'm hopeful that that's the case. Sometimes our industry is very cyclical. I remember, you know, about 10, 15 years ago, actually just 10 years ago, when we had the prior economic crisis, you know, gas prices, when they shot up, people shifted away from using their car because some places gas was $5 a gallon. And so people shifted from their cars and tried to find alternative modes. And so it's like a crisis hits and everybody moves away, but the crisis levels off and people go back to the usual. And so my hope is that we actually are able to maintain this keen interest, this heightened interest and focus on active transportation. I think we can do it. The more we in the public sector make the investments, I think people will stay. If people feel like it's a viable, it's a safe option, I think people will continue to take advantage of it. But I think one thing that we're seeing clearly is that there's a very strong likelihood that the shifts that we're making, a lot of it's going to change the norm for us. You know, the conversation we're having right now, the format that we're having it in, I could be up in the Northeast with you sitting down in a room and we're having this conversation. But I mean, we're thousands of miles apart. And this has become a little bit of the kind of the norm for people to communicate this way. And our department, Caltrans, is a department of 21,000 people. And 13,000 at its peak, 13,000 people were teleworking. I mean, if you can imagine that, just from Caltrans. And that's become a little bit of the norm. We're expecting more and more people to stay roughly in that range. We're going to have, for the rest of this year, 75% of our staff. 75% of our staff are going to telework. And so those modes of transportation shifts that we've made as well, where the demand has gone up for biking and walking, hopefully when things, quote unquote, come back to a little bit of a normal, we can even still maintain these mobility interests and options as well.